What it does is you're using two senses at once. You're using your hearing and your vision, right? So now there's two senses involved. So you're more likely to pay attention and less likely to get distracted.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your man, Brandon Carter, and you are listening to the Victory Talk Podcast. This is the podcast where we show you how to build your money, muscle, and mindset. I give you the lessons that I learned over my career building several multi-7-figure businesses. And every once in a while, I bring in my successful multi-millionaire friends to teach you their lessons as well. No matter what podcast platform you're tuning into, make sure you follow us there because we are dropping new content that's going to help you succeed. Now, let's get into today's episode.
I've been reading two books a week, at least, for about 15 years now. And in this, I'm going to show you how you can read at least one book per week. Because if you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to get a lot more knowledge and gain a lot more insights that you can deploy against your goals, whatever they are. Because experience is the best teacher. However, it doesn't have to be your experience. Whatever you're trying to learn, whatever you're trying to master, whatever you're trying to get good at it, somebody who's better than you at it, presumably an expert, has written a book on a topic where they consolidated all the things they've learned over the years, put it in a book format, and now you can learn from their experience without you having to go through the experience and in a lot less time. I've seen a lot of guys on the internet saying, oh, you don't need to read. You can just do shit. And maybe those people are just smarter than me. Maybe just more intelligent than me. They have some wisdom. But I know I would not be a multimillionaire who had built several 8-figure businesses if I did not read the books I've read. In this video, I want to show you how you can read more. A good goal would be at least one book a week. And I'm going to show you how you can do that. It's three steps. First step is to put time in your calendar to read. If you watch my other videos about how to set up a calendar, how to schedule your life in your calendar, you know, because you'll be more productive and you'll be able to squeeze more life and squeeze more success out of each day if you actually fucking plan each day. But when I want to do some shit, I put it in my calendar and I live out of my calendar. And because of that, I know about how much time I'll be working every week in advance. I know how much time I'll spend with my son, my nieces and nephews, right? How much time I spend with my friends, the time I spend with my girlfriend, it's all planned out. My life is choreographed, and that's why it runs so effectively. And every year you see me, I'm flexing harder, stunning harder with more motherfucking money, more Richard Mills, more fucking diamonds, because it was all by design. Bruce Lee said, if you love life, don't waste time, because time is what life is made of, right? So you want to be living out of your calendar. And if reading is something that you want to do more, you should put that time in your calendar and you make an appointment with yourself to read, because you're not going to find time. You have to make it. You have to carve it out. An easy thing to do is to carve out 90 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be 90 consecutive minutes. You can do it in 3 30-minute, whatever works in your calendar. This is why you have to fucking plan out the rest of your day, right? You know, you plan out your life in your calendar, but find these pockets of time where you can read without distractions. Put your phone on D&D and read. 90 minutes is probably the best. I think that's what I like to do. But even if it's just 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it starts to add up, starts to accumulate. Put it in your calendar, plan your reading time, and make sure you have no distractions when you do it. Step two is keep a book with you at all times. Keep a book with you at all times. So if you know me, I carry around everywhere I go, I usually have one in man purses with either, you know, I got the Louis ones, I got the Gucci ones, I got the Fendi ones. You know, I'm flexing on these motherfuckers, sling bags. I keep a book and or my iPad mini with me at all times. And my iPad mini has the Kindle app on here. So I have tons of fucking Kindle books on here. So I keep this on me at all times and or a physical book I'm reading. This way, if you're at the bank or something and you're waiting for, you know, the banker to get your turn, you just pop on the book. Instead of scrolling on social media like a fucking high school girl, you can start reading. You know, if you're in an Uber, if you're in a line, anytime you find these pockets, you can get some pages in. And that just starts to add up throughout the day. So just keep a book on you at all times. And when you get a pocket of time where you can read, instead of scrolling social media like a fucking dipshit, and that shit adds up. For sure. Now, number three, this should be the easiest one for my audience to implement. because, you know, this started off as a fitness channel. I don't know what it is now. But presumably, if you're watching my shit, you want to get in shape or you want to be in shape or some shit, right? Read and or listen to audiobooks while you're training. So I do this in two different ways. When I'm lifting weights, I always have headphones on. Now, I'm sure that any onlookers would see me lifting anything. Oh, surely he's listening to Kodak Black or Lil Baby. But the truth is, I'm always listening to an audiobook. Like, at all times. Every time I'm in the gym, I'm listening to an audiobook. I'm never listening to music. And a lot of times, it's the same book I'm reading. If you have the Kindle app and the audiobook, what happens is Audible will pick up where you last read if you have both versions of it. And then when I go to read, it'll pick up where Audible left off. That's a fucking cheat code. So I'm always listening to audiobook when I'm training. Sometimes it's the book I'm reading, sometimes it's not. And that's cool. It doesn't matter. Another thing I do is I read while I do cardio. And I like to do that with the Kindle app. What I'm going to do is, let me bring it up one second. What happens if you get both, the book will read it to you at double speed. So it looks like this. Let me try to bring the microphone up to it.
A combination of the two, with the interest of the government and the interest of the bankers and the interest of all pushing against each other.
Right? So it's reading the book to me at the same time highlighting the word that's being read. So what this does is, it allows me to be hands-free so I can be on an elliptical without having to worry about flipping pages. What's really cool is I like to read like that too, because what it does is you're using two senses at once. You're using your hearing and your vision, right? So now there's two senses involved, so you're more likely to pay attention and less likely to get distracted. And you also retain it better because now you're getting it two ways. Pause. You're reading it and you're hearing it. And that's a cheat code. So if I'm doing cardio, I start my workout a lot of times with, you know, just a little 10, 15 minute warm up. That's 10, 15 minutes of reading, right? Along with the reading that I'm doing throughout the day. If I'm in a cab or in a line or in an Uber, if I'm waiting for somebody to do something, I just start reading. And the time I have scheduled, you should at least be able to get through one book a week.
All right, guys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to this all the way to the end. And in case you're looking for more free content and more free stuff that'll help you make money, build your muscle and your mindset, join our free Victory Unit Discord channel. It's 100% free. And I have free courses in there that you can download right now, today, 100% free. And we're putting new courses in there all the time. We're in there answering your questions. There's a group of people who are super serious about obtaining elite level success. And if that's you, go ahead and join the Discord. But don't join, you know, if you want to be average or mediocre. That's not the place for you. You won't find anything for you there, right? If you want to be a regular guy who does regular shit until you die, that's cool. I'm sure you got redeeming qualities. The Victory Unit Discord, you won't find a lot of value for you. Now, if you're a guy who's hell bent on success and will not allow anything to stop him from accomplishing his goals, you fucking need to join the Victory Unit Discord. You need to stop whatever you're doing, whatever it is. It's not more important than joining the Victory Unit Discord right now. I don't care if you're holding a baby. You know what I'm saying? If you're at work, put the baby down, walk out of that meeting, join the Victory Unit Discord right now, right? It's the most important thing you'll do if you're serious about success. And in case you're into video podcasts, you can find and watch this episode on my YouTube channel as well. All right? Holla at y'all. Peace.